views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This is your moment. Gather together each week to follow leadership by example, love, and inspiration. Welcome to Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with one of the most prominent naturopathic doctors in this country, as well as a leading detoxification and environmental illness specialist. Now, here's your host, Dr. Ronnie.
Hello. Hello, everyone. We're back today talking about a very interesting subject. And when my assistant asked me what we were going to talk about for the show next week, I said, she asked me if we wanted to do Lyme. And I said, well, we already did Lyme. And she says, well, the one thing that I want to know, she said to me, is about the immune system. She says, because I hear you talk a lot about different chronic illnesses, but I don't really know about the immune system, and I'm wondering if that's a good subject to talk about. So I says, well, let me talk to my associate, Dr. McCabe, who's on the show with us right now. Dr. McCabe, as you well know, has been on many shows with me. She's a well-known naturopathic doctor. She specializes in emotional work and nutritional work, and she travels the country healing people. And right now, I don't even know where she's at. I thought she was in Chicago, but she's in Atlanta, and I forget where she's stabilizing herself these days. But anyway, nevertheless, I'm here today with Dr. McCabe, and we're going to talk about this subject in several sessions. We're going to have a part two and possibly a part three, because as I thought about it over the week, Dr. McCabe, hello, how are you?
Hello, Dr. Ronnie. It's so good to be back. Happy holidays to everybody. And this is such a significant and important subject. You know, everyone always asks, you know, how to do this. And it's such a significant question because it is the key to your overall health. It relates to any health issue and maintaining health on any level. So it's such an important subject.
And, you know, and as we're sitting here and we're speaking about the immune system, it's so powerful. We can't possibly talk about the immune system in 1 hour. I doubt that we can possibly cover the immune system in 3 hours. But what I want to do is a generalized conversation today, Dr. McCabe, and I want to give our listeners some value about how to take care of their immune system. Some simple, clear topics, or just some remedies. Like I'm thinking maybe we can give them later on, like one of the best juices that I think is good for the immune system, or a combination of different essential oils for the immune system, or what's the best protein smoothie for the immune system, something like that, rather than going into complete science about the immune system, which we have to talk about a little bit. Now, while we're talking about the immune system, medical science today is proving, by the way, that many types of natural products have immunological enhancements, and that means our phytonutrients, homeopathic remedies, essential oils, and some of the most powerful supplements for detoxification. As you well know, that at the retreat, I specialize in 21 chronic illness, so I use a lot of these supplements at the retreat to enhance the immune system. We are going to discuss some of these supplements in part two, mostly in part three, and I want to talk mostly about how to stabilize a chronic illness such as Lyme disease or cancer, lupus, arthritis, and many other types of chronic illnesses that are out there, and how does the immune system play a part. Well, it's a complex immune system. But if we think about it this way, let's say we have the body, which is the host, that's us. There are many, many parts that play into why our immune system doesn't work at the optimal level. For an example, we know that environmental factors play a huge part in our immune system. And when I say environmental factors, I mean things like we know our air is bad. We know our water is bad. We know that there's a lot of toxic exposures that we're being exposed to on a daily basis. And, you know, when I wrote that book, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. McCabe, I didn't heavily get involved in detoxification. And I remember reading a book many, many years ago, Detox or Die. And that was one of my first books that intrigued me to do more research and to follow toxicology and even doing my thesis on toxicology. But I don't try to dwell into the science so much that it actually scares people, because I used to give these talks at some of the universities, and I used to start out by saying, there's over 1,000 chemicals dumped into our food supply every year. Remember that statement? And so what that would do, it would like allow people to constantly concentrate on the toxins that are dumped into our food supply every year. I don't want to do that. What I want to do is I want people to concentrate on the nutrients that they take into their body to neutralize these toxins. Doesn't that make sense? Because that's what you and I do at the retreat. We actually do protein smoothies. We do great soups. I mean, I love the soups that you do. We do a lot of different drinks, antioxidant drinks, to neutralize the toxins that we take. Because we know, and you know, you and I talked about this, there's no way that we can escape toxins in our life. So why should we sit and think about... I remember at a retreat, one lady said to me, can you list all the toxins that we take on a daily basis? So, and I'm laughing because, of course, I could have. I could have sat down with her for hours and hours, and I could have gotten my thesis out and all my manuals out, and I could have gone over. But what's the point in that, Dr. McCabe?
Right. I absolutely agree with you, Dr. Ronnie, because it is practically, I would say it's just impossible, really, to avoid all toxins. You're going to be consuming them because it's so holistically in our environment, in our food, in everything that we need contact with, and it's so mixed in everything that we also need for life. So the way that, you know, we go about it at the retreat is the best way to neutralize the toxins. And, of course, we also teach you, and you also teach how to avoid as many as possible, particularly those that are more harmful than others and are very obvious and no use in taking in. But it's impossible to avoid all of them. But in neutralizing the toxins and therefore learning how to not further weaken your immune system, we also simultaneously teach them through food, nutrition, and the proper supplements how to strengthen the immune system. So it's such a, you know, important subject.
And, you know, and I only mentioned like the environmental factors, but there's other things that we have to worry about that causes an insult to our immune system. Like, let's go back to the body again. We talked about the environmental factors, but what about the immune response that's triggered from some of these chronic illnesses? Like, it's a vicious circle. So if you have diabetes, or if you have Lyme disease, or if you have IBS or another type of inflammatory process disease, those are some of the things that trigger an immune insult or an immune response. Another one that triggers an immune response are allergy-related disease and some of the autoimmune disease like MS. Other things, chronic infections, if you have a chronic infection all the time. So, and oh yeah, did I miss food? Food. I mean, if you eat toxic food every single day, these are some of the things that create an insult to our immune system. And I remember, and I think you were at the retreat when we had this young lady, and I want to talk about this young man too. I remember this young man. He's allergic to peanuts, but he kept saying, "But I love peanuts." And I said, "But you're allergic to peanuts. So what happens when you eat the peanuts?" He says, "Well, just my stomach hurts." So I hear this a lot. Just like the lady that said when she eats eggs, she just feels nauseous. So anyway, the point I'm trying to make is that people, dairy was another lady that just recently, 2 days ago, told me that she loves to drink coffee, but she doesn't have the taste to break down the lactose that's in the dairy. So she always gets a stomach ache, but she still drinks her coffee. And every time she drinks coffee, her stomach hurts. So, but what I wanted to say, that food, out of all the things that we've mentioned, food is one of the things that causes a really bad insult to your immune system, because it's something that you do to it every single day. Every single day you insult your immune system by eating the food that you're not supposed to eat, because it's silently, while we're not thinking about it, it's causing a chronic illness. And then one day you come down with a chronic illness and you say to yourself, oh my goodness, how did I get this? How did I get this? You never even think about all the 30 years or 40 years that you've been insulting your immune system with the very food that your body kept trying to reject. That's how you got that. So, you know, and I talked to my, in my younger day, I was a lot softer the way I used to talk to them. But I talk to them like that now because I don't have time to fool around. If I'm trying to help you, if I'm trying to help you with your life, I really want you to understand is that we are one of the biggest reasons why we get sick and why our immune system breaks down. So that's right. Why I'm doing this session with you, Dr. McCabe, because I think it's so important that we talk about the immune system, and it's so important that we allow our listeners to really think about what they're doing right now, today, to insult their body.
Yes, Dr. Ronnie, and you know, I know everyone wants to hear more about this, so we just want you to stay tuned because we're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we're going to give you some more keys on how to strengthen your immune system, not just avoid the toxins, because the truth of it is, Dr. Ronnie, that we cannot avoid all the toxins, but if we do the things that we can to avoid the ones that are obvious to avoid and continually strengthen our immune system, we won't fall prey to so many degenerative and chronic diseases. So we'll be back.
That's right.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
There are so many resources out there for meditation. But did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's ATANAMethod.com. And sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
The new era of financial planning is upon us, where it is just as important to focus on your inner wealth game as it is your outer wealth game. Would you like to be in the forefront of this new groundbreaking financial movement? Lynn Brown, award-winning financial planner, energy coach, and international radio host, will share real, actionable money wisdom infused with empowering tips, fear-busting exercises, and money-growing magnetism. Are you ready to create your fully financially healthy life? Join Lynn for this free 2-hour full spectrum financial planning workshop in Bellevue, Washington on January 12th from 6 to 8 p.m. Register by January 5th as space is limited and will fill up fast. Call in today at 425-372-4749. That's 425-372-4749. Light food and beverages will be included. See you there.
WBLQ.
we're back again. And we were talking earlier about the immune system and how the immune system should be taken care of so that we can live a healthier and happier life. And I'm with Dr. McCabe, and we were just going over some of the things, some of the systems that can create a faulty immune system. And so what we wanted to do for this session is to give some overall value on how to take care of your immune system, because we're going into the season where most people have winter storms around the season, and most people start eating more toxic food. Because did you find that in the wintertime, people really, really eat more sugar in the summer? In the summertime, people like to take care of themselves better because they think that they eat fruits and vegetables, that they're going to feel lighter and feel thinner. And so, and even though sometimes that's not true because that's a lot of sugar, but I feel that in my family, Dr. McCabe, they tend to eat more toxic food in the winter time, starting with, by the way, Halloween, and then it goes into Thanksgiving, and it goes into winter season like Christmas, and then New Year's, and then February, which is Valentine's Day. So I mentioned already five holidays that cause people to eat bad. Mm-hmm. And then March or spring come around, and then they say, you know what, I'm going to get healthy. But what I like to do is invite people to get healthy January 1st. January 1st, I'm going on a detox myself, and I'm going on a different detox because I don't want to lose 21 pounds in 21 days, but I do want to enhance my immune system. So I'm going to ask people to follow me January 1st. So stay tuned for our next show where I'll give you more details. And it probably won't be on the 1st that I'm going to give you details. We'll give you details like around January 4th or 5th. So, Dr. McCabe, what are you going to do to increase your immune system for the holidays? Because I know you already eat good.
Yeah, but, you know, it's always necessary to do maintenance and to do a thorough detox. I still do a thorough detox at least twice a year. I used to do it four times a year, but I found myself doing it twice a year and then doing a maintenance twice a year. But I kind of gauge it according to where I'm at and according to what type of cycle my body's in, because with each stage of life, your body's in a particular cycle. And one of the things that most people do, unfortunately, is not only do they use the holidays as a time to completely destroy their immune system and get very unhealthy, knowingly or unknowingly, they also don't work within the natural cycles of the body. You know what I'm saying? So we have different nutritional needs at different stages of life. And for instance, a two-year-old newborn has a completely different nutritional need than a 10-year-old, and a 10-year-old has a completely different nutritional need than a 30-year-old, and you should work within those cycles. So because of that, next year I am doing a thorough four-time-a-year detox, and I am starting January 1st. I, like you, don't want to lose the weight, so I'm still kind of putting it together. I know I'm going to add some clean protein in there to slow down the weight loss. And you know, maybe we'll just do it together, but I am going to do something thoroughly for at least 3 weeks to give my body a thorough detoxification. And what that does is strengthen my immune system to avoid these things coming on. And that's the key. That's the key. An ounce of prevention is so much better than a pound of cure. And when you give your body these breaks to overall and regenerate, and the cells to regenerate without the toxins of the past, that's how the immune system gets stronger and stronger and stronger. And your health is only going to be as good or as strong as your immune system is. That's kind of like the key with that. So, yes, I'm definitely doing something too. So everybody be staying tuned. You may want to take a part of Ronnie's. You may want to take a part of mine. But I know that the almost every single American needs to be doing something, because it never hurts and it always helps to strengthen the immune system.
And I tell you, when I do my detox, I basically do what's called a PEVI program. And the PEVI, I try to make sure that I do what's called really good protein, quality protein, and really good quality essential fats. And, of course, a lot of greens and a lot of green juices and a lot of green drinks. And I use the powder greens because it's more intensified with the phytonutrients, and I don't have to get as much sugar during my regular juices. So I will do a powder juice that's really high potent, would have even have wheatgrass in it. And then I'll do a powerful antioxidant. And I remember when Dr. Linda and I, we used to do glutathione, IV glutathione, but now they really got a super suppository glutathione. I mean, it's a heavy duty detox, and I must admit, but you know, if you have a chronic illness, or if you come from where I've come from, when I had pesticide poisoning, and I always have to take really good care of my liver. So I'm constantly doing some high power nutrients so that I can stay really healthy, so that I can be able to help all the people that I help and travel the different countries that I travel to help people. So each individual with a specific chronic illness have to do a different type of a detoxification or cleanse, or a different type of chronic illness protocol. If you go to my website, you'll see that I have 21 chronic illnesses up there, and each one of them have a special kit, and that's just a kit that you can get online. But in addition to that, we have a more potent, more powerful kit that we utilize at the retreat to help everyone with their different chronic illness and their immune system. So getting back to the immune system, you know, and this time of the year, you know, supporting our immune system or any of our body systems, there's a lot of different ways we can do that. And one of the things that I wanted to start with, and I wanted you to start with that, is let's talk about stress for a little bit. And so how you can help people with stress, because do you know that it is so much talked about stress. In almost every conversation, every job you go on, you always hear people talking about stress in one way or another, whether they're not sleeping, or whether they're so hyper, or whether they have anxiety or depression. All of these things wear down the immune system, because one lady tells me that every single time her daughter comes home, her daughter lives in Colorado, and when she comes home to New York, she breaks out with the cold sores because of stress. And so I asked her, I says, well, if you know that stress is creating that for you, what are you doing about the stress? And she couldn't answer that.
Well, you know, this is a
little bit, because it's the number one thing that I think that's insulting your immune system.
It is the number one thing. Not only is it the number one thing, but it takes on all other type of manifestations. Like I was going to mention earlier, one of the more common autoimmune problems other than allergies would be asthma. That's autoimmune. And all of these things take for asthma are very much triggered, are insulted with the increase of stress. Now, stress by itself creates a dis-ease. That's what people don't know. They say, oh, it triggers it. Well, it actually is the cause of it. The manifestation in which it takes on, be it an ulcer, be it an asthma attack, would be according to your genetic inheritance. But it actually creates that. And so you have to get rid of the stress, because the body interprets stress, and it takes the let's just put it like this. It takes all the good guys away, and all the bad guys come in, and they constantly suppress the immune system. Now, I want to mention one thing, because I know that a lot of people hear the word immune system and may not be actually see it as a actual body system. Your immune system is primarily located in your gut. Your immune system is your digestive system, mostly your colon. It is the universe of your whole body. And once that is suppressed, once that is very toxic, all the organs are jeopardized. Because everything that is the colon is the number one organ that keeps the blood clean. It's constantly absorbing and reabsorbing. And so when that is toxic and dirty.
And I'm wondering.
Right. Go ahead on, Dr. Ronnie.
No, go ahead. I was just going to say, you're absolutely right. Remember that we used to read this newsletter, it used to say, disease starts in the colon?
Yes.
And because, you know, I'm also a colon therapist as well. So, and I used to always constantly tell people, the reason why I was a colon therapist is because disease starts in the colon. If I clean up your colon, your liver, your kidneys, your organs, which is the foundation of your immune system, we have a good fighting chance to get you well, to get your chronic illness stabilized. Exactly. So I just wanted to mention that you're absolutely right. And
every naturopath, if they're a real naturopath, knows that is the key to your health, because you do not, and now if you put the opposite with the toxic colon and trying to, I don't care what you administer it, it's still going to be toxic, because that bloodstream is constantly being filtered through there, and the blood is what's feeding the organs, the heart, the kidneys, the liver, and everything. And if it's constantly getting that dirty, toxic blood, it's going to result in illness, a chronic illness. So with that being said, I want to give a personal example of how stress affected me according to my genetic weakness. I allowed stress to affect me to the point where I acquired a bleeding ulcer, very, very bad ulcer. And I lost a tremendous amount of weight, mainly, and I love to eat. I enjoy food. I have a nice palate. And with that being said, it became a burden to eat, because I was mentally knew that half an hour, 15 minutes after I ate, that I was going to be experiencing this pain, and it was pain all day. So me being a naturopath, I was prepared to do anything I had to do to reverse this situation that wasn't triggered by stress. It was actually caused by stress. And with that being said, you always have to deal with the core. So the first thing I did was alleviate the stress. I removed myself from the environment that was stressful for me. So there's two ways you can alleviate stress. You can remove yourself from the stressor, or you can overcome the stress where it's not bothering you. The second choice usually doesn't happen unless you reach some sort of enlightenment, which is wonderful. But realistically, try to remove yourself out of the stressful situation. The second thing I did was take all the stress off of my body. And I didn't continue it, and I adopted a very alkaline diet because my body was over acidic, which is a problem that I'm prone to. I'm prone to stomach issues, but it's not that I'm just going to have them. I got it because of the excessive stress. And so sure enough, without absolutely any medication, I cured myself of a bleeding ulcer that I was told was not reversible. Well, of course, the body can reverse everything. We're naturopaths. We know that. And to this day, if I get too stressed or if I eat too much gluten, and which is very acidic in the body, I begin to feel that stomach tinge. So I know to stay away from that.
Great. When we come back, I want you to talk some more about this, okay?
Oh, great. We'd love to.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat, and we are partnering with the Matka team, who is dedicated to bringing you the highest quality, traditionally grown, organic, GMO-free Matka supplements and products. The health benefits are so powerful and extensive, I can't even list them in this announcement. Together, we have created several exclusive offers for you, our listeners. Find out more about Matka and get this exclusive offer at drpatspicks.com. That's drpatspicks.com.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ever consumed with the idea that something needs to change? You hear Oprah and other inspiring people talk about living your authentic life, and yet it's much easier said than done. Duda, the kick-ass muse, has crafted a world-renowned coaching platform that will help you get clarity on the issues you face, take bold risks, get back your confidence, and brave your fears. To learn more and work with Duda today, visit kickassmuse.com.
Hello, we're back again, and I am with Dr. McCabe, and we're talking about the immune system and how to have a healthy, happy immune system, especially with the weather he's going to get really bad, and the holidays are upon us. We really don't know what to do. There's a flu season, we got colds, the body is breaking down. And we have said the body, the immune system is part of your body's detoxification. The immune system encompasses your organs, such as your liver, your kidneys, your spleen, and your colon, and that the colon plays a major part in the immune system. And we talked about all the different types of illnesses that can affect your immune system, but now we want to talk about what we can do for your immune system. And a lot of people like to say, to hear from us, okay, what can I eat, Dr. Ronnie? What can I take? What can I consume? What can I rub on my body? What can I avoid? So that's what we're going to talk about. And Dr. McCabe, when we went off air, was talking about her immune system and what happened to her and how she recovered. Dr. McCabe, hello.
Hello, yes. So, you know, I've gotten some texts since I made that comment. And it's the general principle, to answer people's question, the general principle of how to strengthen your immune system is the same. And, of course, according to the condition, some things would vary. How to detoxify your immune system is pretty much general, because you're detoxifying your colon. Because remember we said that as long as you have a dirty colon, you're going to end up with a chronic illness if it lasts too long, because that is literally 75 to 80% of your immune system. So let's be clear about that, because that type of information is something that was pretty generally known for centuries in this country, and up until the last 50 years, it's almost been completely forgotten. There was a time when whatever you had, you were given some castor oil, or you were given a tea, or you were given an enema, or you were given some mineral oil. You were given something to cleanse the colon. The point behind that was that disease, death starts in the colon, and so does life. So as long as that's clean, that's the first thing. In my case, in developing the ulcer, which was caused by stress, so the first thing I did was get rid of the environmental stress. The next thing I did is, since my body was already in what I call a minus, I like to compare it like integers on a scale. So let's just say I considered myself in a minus five. When you're in a minus, you have to at least get back to level ground, which is a zero. So with that, I took all acidic food, because that especially insults this type of illness. And with this type of illness, it's really bad because it's located in the immune system itself. Whereas if you had something that was, let's just say, an allergy or asthma that was affecting the skin or affecting the lungs, at least it's not in the immune system itself. But something like an ulcer, it's located almost in the immune system itself. So I found myself having to really take out acidic things. And what was really a no-no for me was gluten. And honestly, gluten cannot be tolerated by most people. We do tolerate it, but it in excess causes all type of problems, but it's extra exacerbated once you have an ulcer. And I found that when I took that out, my stomach felt better and better. The main thing I did was the biggest thing was the fresh juices, or the raw juices, and particularly the green juices. Those are the, I could just feel it going in, soothing and coating. The other thing were the probiotics. We're going to talk about that. That strengthens the overall immune system. I was making my own probiotic, and I was taking other probiotics. So all of these things were key in that it had to become a lifestyle of how I ate and what I involved myself in every day. And it took a good 6 months, but you know what? It was worth it, because not only did I feel better, my skin was beautiful, my hair grew, and that's the beautiful thing about going holistic and doing naturopathic stuff, is you just don't help one thing. You end up helping stuff you didn't even know was deficient, and coming out more beautiful in the end. So it really, really works. Yes.
That is so true, Dr. McCabe, you know, and that's why we're going to have like two or three different sessions on the immune system, because, you know, while we're talking, you know, I get texts and, you know, messages of people wanting me to answer questions. And if we answered the questions that come in on this show, we would never be able to get the knowledge to people. We would never be able to give value to people, because we would just be answering questions. And one day I'll be able to have two shows, and I'll have a show just where I can just answer questions. But on an average, you know, someone wants to know, what do we do? But on an average, we consume 14 pounds each year of food additives. Did you know that? Including coloring,
wow,
like preservatives, you know, like all those little bright colors that we eat. Like sometimes I remember seeing this lady walk down the mall and she had three kids. One was in the stroller and one was walking behind her fast, and one she was holding the hand while she's moving the stroller in the other hand. I'm going, wow, I don't know how this lady does it. But then I looked at what the kids had, and I saw all those colors on those M&Ms, yellow, green, yellow, purple, and red. That's what they were eating, okay? That's what she was doing by keeping them really calm and quiet for the moment. And then after that, you know what happens after they eat that. They run around crazy because she didn't realize what she was doing was the opposite. She was giving them a lot of sugar that was going to make them crazy, but also she was poisoning their wonderful, perfect little bodies, their immune system. She was insulting their immune system with all that stuff. The flavorings that we think that are enhancing our food, that's very toxic. Emulsifiers, antimicrobials. I mean, you know, by the way, the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, estimated that there were 70,000 chemicals commonly used in pesticides, foods, and prescription drugs. And the use of the pesticides and herbicides that limit the crop that we use to grow our food has skyrocketed over the past 30 years. Now, just saying that, that's why I always say that the number one thing for a healthy immune system is first avoidance, detoxification. When you go on a detox program, and there's so many of them out there, but I'm not talking about going on a juice cleanse. I'm talking about really deeply getting in there, detoxing your liver, your kidneys, your colon, your lymphatic system. And we do many different therapies at the retreat to help you to detoxify in a natural and healthy way. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about, and I know we got like maybe a couple of minutes at least, but one of the questions came up is, what do you do, Dr. Ronnie, when you think that your immune system is not at its all-time high? I love talking about what I do, but I want to talk about the latest thing that I did, and I hope that, you know, you get some value out of this because I'm totally excited about this, and I talk about it a lot, and that is that I now involve with this company that put 43 essential nutrients in the food. And the reason why I'm excited about this, because, you know, as a traditional naturopathic doctor, and I can remember going back 20 years, not to talk about my age, but I can remember going back 20 years, if you were to sit in my office, you would totally go out of my office with probably 9 bottles. That's just a little bit, 9 bottles. I can remember giving somebody 50, a bag of different supplements. And what I was trying to do is I was trying to supplement the person and give them quality nutrition, maximum nutrition in their body so that they can function because they had so many chronic illnesses. I probably had at least 3. But today you don't have to do that, Dr. McKay. But today, now you have to take a particular food that's called 43 essential nutrients in it. And this food has really changed my life. And I'm only going to spend like 30 minutes on it by telling you, 30 seconds on it by telling you what it's done for me. It had so much B vitamins in this food and high quality vitamin A. And it had all the minerals that I needed, like iodine, zinc, chromium. And the most important thing that it had in it was good essential fatty acids and fiber. Now, with all of that together, what it did, it allowed my body not only to absorb the nutrients in a faster and better way to get at the cellular level, but it gave me tremendous brain energy. And that's what I need every day to do my work. So when I come back, I want to talk a little bit more about how you can get into your body good nutrients by eating the right food so that you can have a healthier and happier life this year going forward.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Hi, everyone, this is Dr. Pat, and we are partnering with the Maca team, who is dedicated to bringing you the highest quality, traditionally grown, organic, GMO-free maca supplements and products. The health benefits are so powerful and extensive, I can't even list them in this announcement. Together, we have created several exclusive offers for you, our listeners. Find out more about maca and get this exclusive offer at drpatspicks.com. That's drpatspicks.com.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ever consumed with the idea that something needs to change? You hear Oprah and other inspiring people talk about living your authentic life, and yet it's much easier said than done. Duda, the kick-ass muse, has crafted a world-renowned coaching platform that will help you get clarity on the issues you face, take bold risks, get back your confidence, and brave your fears. To learn more and work with Duda today, visit kickassmuse.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
1230 WBLQ. Hello, we're back and we're talking about a great subject today. We're talking about a very powerful subject today, so powerful that we're going to have three other shows possibly on the immune system and how to keep it healthy, because no matter what chronic illness you have, you still have to take care of your immune system. And we talked about how our immune system is part of our detoxification phase 1 and 2, and how our immune system keeps us healthy if we keep our organs healthy. Our immune system will keep us healthy if we know what to put in it, and we have to first learn what not to put in it, and that's what we're talking about today. But I know we don't have a lot of time on this session, but it was a great session. And what I like to do now is to finish up by giving you some value on what to do. I was talking about what I did when I come down with, even if I look in the mirror, if my eyes don't look clear, or if I just look like my skin's sagging, or any little thing, if I blink too much, or any little thing, if I feel blue or sad, I up the ante. And what I up the ante with is a great protein smoothie, or I'll have oatmeal, but not just plain oatmeal, or I'll have some hot rice cereal, not just plain hot rice cereal, guys. What I'm talking about is the power of this food called Yevo that has 43 essential nutrients in it. And I talk about it a lot because just one serving a day of this food is what makes me feel on top of the world. I feel great. I feel like singing in the shower, and I literally can get done all the things that I set out to do when I wake up in the morning. It's because of these foods. The other thing that I make sure that I do when I don't feel at my best, and that's rare, I will have a green drink. And I won't just go out and just buy all these green vegetables and put it in a juicer, although I do that, and I call that my food. But what I'm talking about is more medicinal than that, more therapeutic than that, stronger than that, would have more phytonutrients and more minerals and vitamins that you can even get in a glass of juice. And that's my green powder. And for me, that green powder not only alkalines me, like you were saying earlier, Dr. McCabe, and that's very important to make sure that you're not acid, because just having a chronic illness all by itself and having stress all by itself causes acidity in the body. So just having that major green drink every day for me is powerful. And sometimes, you know, I get sick of the taste, but I will make it taste better by doing different things in it. And I won't take up much time on what I do for my green drink, but if you want to, what you can do is you could text me
at 774-208-2477, and I'll give you some recipes on how you can make the most powerful green drink, and I'll also tell you where you can get your food that has 43 essential nutrients in it, and you'll never be able to find any food out there like that besides this particular company. And so, Dr. McCable, I want to talk to you and have you get some value, because I love your shakes, and I know you have a really super-duper immune-boosting shake, because I can get
Yeah, I do. I love my shakes, too. And again, it was my severe immune system deficiency that I acquired some years ago, about 15 years ago now, that I was just willing to do whatever I had to do to naturally reverse it. And I want to say that, too, that I've never experienced any dis-ease that could not be reversed. And I know that the body has the power to reverse not only anything, but everything. But you have to know this, and you have to have the desire to do it. So with that being said, I had the desire and the know-how to do it. And one of the things I became very fond of, remember, I learned that, and I would make my almond milk fresh, that this was before almond milk was as accessible as it is now. And I must tell you that if you're going to use the almond milk that's on the market now, there are a few brands that, there's one brand that's being sued because they say it literally doesn't have any almonds in it. So, but this was back in the day when I soaked my own almonds and I peeled them and I grinded them and blended them up myself with water and strained them, which was almond milk, and I knew what I was getting. But I'm pretty sure that there are some organic almond milks on the market that are good. I am vegan, and that's a very rich source of protein that is very easy on the immune system, and it's easily digestible. So I like to use my almond milk. Now, this is not a detox smoothie. This is an immune system booster smoothie. I also use bananas. Bananas are so good for the body. They're really, if you're going to deal with any fruit, apples and bananas are at the top of the list, making sure that they're pesticide-free. I get more organic bananas, and I put those in there with my almond milk, my bananas, and I always add my yevo, my greens to it. I always add my green powder with my spirulina or my chlorella and my wheatgrass, my barley grass, and those things in it. I never add any extra sweetener because that's going to make it more acidic. And if you want something that's going to sweeten it, I only suggest that you use a stevia. But the bananas themselves have more than enough sugar. The thing that's better about fruit, although it has a high amount of sugar, it does digest in the body differently than an extracted sugar. So, but there's never a need to add anything to it. So those are the main things that I like in my smoothie. And sometimes I'll even, if I put another fruit in it, I'll make sure it's not a sugar-based fruit like a banana. It'll be like a frozen strawberry. And with the greens, but I make sure I put those greens in it. I blend that up, and it goes in, and it just coats everything, and it feels so well, and it gives me that boost of energy. It gives me that boost of energy. So that's one of my, it's also very good for children. It's easily digestible. It has tons of minerals and nutrients in it that are good for you, and it's also delicious.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that sounds delicious. And it's full of nutrients, first of all, but what's most important to a lot of people, and we had to specialize in that over the many years of running the retreat, because when we first started, you know, things have changed, you know, 15 years, 20 years ago, we would just make a juice that was so horrible, but everybody expected that to be horrible because that's when, you know, we started talking about green drinks and the power of juice was back then. So, but now we have mastered really good tasting juice, and this is a powerful juice for the immune system. I have two here, and people underestimate the power of ginger. Please don't underestimate the power of ginger. If you take maybe 6 to 8 large carrots and one small chunk of ginger and one pea size of garlic, okay, 6 to 8 large carrots, one small chunk of ginger, and one pea-sized garlic. That is a very powerful immune-boosting vegetable juice. And here's another one. People underestimate the power of beets. And although beets are sweet, you can have sweet in your juice. You take 2 small beets, you take 1 pea-sized garlic, 1 pea-sized ginger, a few sprigs of parsley, you take some oregano leaves, And you also take, I would say, purple cabbage and two, I would say a fourth of a head of a purple cabbage and two kale leaves. And that's a very powerful immune-boosting juice. Now, you can fool around with the juice, and let's say you want to have it more sweet and less pungent, then have more beets than cabbage. But here's a super green, for all of you who love your green drinks, here's a super green juice. You take two kale leaves, two collard leaves, a small handful of parsley, two stalks of celery, four broccoli florets, two carrots, and did I say spinach? And a handful of spinach. And that's a super duper super six green drink. And I hope that you guys really, really enjoy the best juices for the holiday season and for the winter season, because trust me, there'll be times when you will want to drink juice all day. And you'll find that not only will you purge the toxins out of your body, but you will increase your energy and you will open up your organs so that it can start detoxing some of the bacteria and the microbials and the candida out of your body. So hopefully we've given you a lot of value, but I don't want to talk a lot about why we're so toxic as much as what we can do about being toxic on our next session. So the next session, I would like to talk about the function. What can we do for our kidneys? There's a specific herbs for our kidneys. What can we do for our liver? There's specific herbs and phytonutrients for our liver, which plays a major part in our detoxification. What can we do for our lymphatic system? People have no idea that a simple exercise that I would like to talk about can help you with your lymphatic system. So next time, we're going to give you so much value on your immune system. See you next time.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Ronnie, Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. Tune in every Friday, 3 p.m., for more exciting guests and surprising stories. Visit her website at drronnieholistichealth.com. Skype her at ronnie.deluce. Tweet at twitter.com/DrRonnie. Or call and leave a text at 774-208-2477.